Guys, do you remember when I made a video on the log4j vulnerability and what was called the log4 shell, which allows an attacker to submit some sort of a malicious log entry that gets logged by log4j and that retrieves some sort of code from a remote server that gets downloaded onto the log4j, whatever the log4j was running at that time, and then actually executes on your backend infrastructure? You know, people have demonstrated running Bitcoin miners and all sorts of stuff, right? And I mentioned in the video that, hey, like, one of the common sense is your backend have no business to be connected to the internet to begin with, right? These are part of the security defense mechanisms that you need to take into considerations while, you know, securing your backend. It's like, there's no need to for a full rain internet access on your backend. It has to be, you know, in a private network, and only the reverse proxy should have access to a kind of a public internet or the API gateway, which then have the access to the public internet, you know. But we talked also about situations where this is not always possible, but right, because you need access to OCSP stapling service on the back end, you know, as an internet service. But again, we all said, hey, just allow your firewalls only access to these kind of servers, right, if you want internet access. So we talked about that. And I said, yeah, once we do that, the vulnerability kind of settles down. Well, security researchers found another way in log4j. This is recent. This was literally 2 days ago, you know. And the good thing is that it has already been patched, right? You can effectively do a denial of service on your log4j. And whether you have internet or not, this is actually really catastrophic. Let's get into it. Welcome to the Backend Engineering Show with your host, Hussein Nasser. This is the show where we discuss the art and the craft of building software and cover recent news on backend technologies. If you enjoy the show, make sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel and rate it on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. With that said, let's get on the show. Welcome to the Backend Engineering Show with your host, Hussein Nasser. And this vulnerability, which I just happened to name myself, I'm going to call it log4DOS, allows an attacker to send a specific malicious entry in your login ID that get logged. And when it get logged, log4j will take a look at it and will do a recursive lookup, up an infinite recursive lookup that keeps looking up until the server runs out of memory and you get a Stack Overflow error, and the process will shuts down. You might say, Hussein, who cares if the process shut down? Is gonna start back up. Well, that is where a denial of service attack can actually take maximum effect. If I am a single attacker, single user, I send one request and your backend shuts down, one process of your backend shut down. If I send 10, 30, 100,000, then your backend will be out of service and I can deny service to others with a single user. That's really bad. If you think about it, because when we hear denial of service, most of the time we think of like distributed denial of service, where like a group of people kind of coordinate to attack one server from different IP addresses and do some sort of these TCP half open and all these kind of fancy attacks. But denial of service can happen if you find a way to crash a backend as a client, as a normal user, whether you are authenticated or not. If you find a way to crash a backend, then you found a way to DOS that backend, right? And when you do a denial of service, then you just denied service for, you just basically shut down the server. It's equivalent of an attack to a remote code execution, right? Granted that remote code execution gives you more lenient, you know, open control where you can run your own code on the backend and do even more evil stuff. But this is really bad. So let's go to the log4j vulnerability, page, and then read through this history and talk about this a little bit. All right, guys. So this page, I'm going to reference this page in the comment section below and the podcast show notes. But effectively, this gives you the whole history of basically everything that happened in log4j security vulnerability wise. That's pretty much it. So I'm going to scroll down to the first time we heard about this, which is around this time. Like log4j 13 was basically that's when we first patched the first version of log4j, when we discovered this whole thing, right? So maybe it's a little bit later than that. All right, so improper validation of certificate with host mismatch in Apache log4. No, this is different. This is way before, right? This is an improper validation of certificate host mismatch. So this is related to the TLS aspects of things. But look at this. Log4j version 15. What does it say? This is the CVE. Apache log4j JNDI features do not protect against attacker controlled LDAP and other JNDI related endpoint. This is where this says actually critical. What was the TLS one before? Was it also critical? No, it was actually low. Forget about it. So this is the critical one, right? It says remote code execution. We talked about it in the previous video. I'm going to reference in the show notes. You can watch the previous coverage that I did on log4j, right? So how can you do actual remote code execution in details? Because I like to talk in details about things, how actually it works, right? And then obviously when things are like this, right, when you find something so critical, there is a lot of pressure on the team to fix it quickly. And when you fix something quickly, there you are bound to make mistakes, right? So I don't blame the log4j team. This amount of pressure on the engineers is just tremendous, you know? So I totally understand that they are running into this patch and after a patch kind of situation, and I totally don't blame them, right? Because this is a very stressful situation, and we have to be a little bit of empathetic when it comes to these things, you know. And then so a follow-up 2.16 patch was released because some of the stuff in log4j was missed. What was missed? It was found that the fix to address CVE 2021 blah 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 in Apache log4j 2.15 was incomplete in certain non-default configuration. When the login configuration uses a non-default pattern page layout with a context lookup. So this is a context lookup. This is completely different than the JNDI thing, right? It's a different context lookup, right? And when you use that, attackers with control over the thread context map, right? I don't know what's that, to be honest, MDC. The thread context map input, right? Data can craft malicious input using a JNDI lookup pattern. So if you have control over login ID, which you do as a user, right? You can craft a JNDI, which is the path that we talked about previously, and stick it here, right? And it's basically a different code path. It's very hard when you write big software to find all the endpoint, all the, you know, the entry point that triggers that behavior, you know? And this is just another code path that they missed, right? And you might say, just look, let's look through all the paths. It's very, very hard to find all the possible path where something can get executed, right? Basically, you have to look up every single string that you used in your code, in your backend. Maybe this is even harder than that, obviously, right? So yeah, so someone found a way to inject a JNDI string, which obviously we talked about how that can retrieve a code from an NLAP server, which has code, and then that code can get executed, right? So remote code execution. So if someone found another, and here I believe it was probably a security researcher, if I'm not mistaken. Did they give credit to someone here? Let's read. Credit, yeah. This issue was discovered by Kai Minderman of IC Consult and separated by 4RA1N, right? Additional vulnerability data discovered independently by Ash Fox of Google, Alvaro Manoz, and Tony Toralba from GitHub. I'm butchering these names, I'm sorry. Anthony Weems of Praetorian and Riotech. So all these guys, you know, there are just a bunch of security researchers on top of Log4j, you know? It's just like when Mac first appeared to be like started to become mainstream, you know, versus Windows. Everyone was saying, oh, Mac was virus-free. There's no viruses. There are no vulnerabilities on Mac. And it's safer than Windows. The reason is that Windows was so popular that everybody was trying to kind of strip it and find bugs and find vulnerabilities. Mac was still new. Nobody gave attention to Mac, right? So, of course, it will show itself as it's bug free or it's vulnerability free, but that's not the case. Log4j, these bugs were there for ages, but eyes were not on that software like now. Like all the security researchers from big companies now just hammering on this software, which is a good thing, right? They're finding these bugs. So they found this, right? And they patched to a new and another patch, 2.16. So 2.16 was patched to find this another code path, which led to another remote code execution, which can lead to another code execution. So that's another one. And just 2 days ago, another patch was released to protect against a denial of service. You know, this has nothing to do with remote code execution. So people were focusing, okay, how can I do a remote code execution? So these security researchers were just doing, RCE, like all trying just to do, okay, how can I break the software so I do an RCE? But now, credit to who? Who discovered this? Hideki Okamoto of Akamai Technologies. We made a video on Akamai when they had all this, you know, the CDN outage, right? Guy Lederfin of Trend Micro Research, working with Trend Micro Zero Day Initiative, and another anonymous vulnerability researcher. Okay. So some people now discovered, okay, it's not really. Wait, in 2.16, even with the latest patch, we found a critical, which is higher, critical or high? I'm gonna guess critical is higher, right? So it's a high. still bad, right? I can shut down your backend, which is really bad, right? With just a string. So what does it do? What does this DOS attack do? Apache Log4j versions 2.0 alpha 1 through 2.16 did not protect against an uncontrolled recursion from self-referential lookups. So this has nothing to do with any remote servers whatsoever. This is just a reverse lookup, right? It will just, it's a recursion function that finds something that then looks up itself. And then when it finds itself, it just keeps looking up itself until, you know, there is no base condition in this recursion function, which crashes the process, and then as a result, you're dead. Your backend is dead. When the login configuration uses a non-default pattern page layout, so you have to be in this configuration, right? A non-default pattern layout with a context lookup, for example, context login ID, attackers with control over the thread context map input data can craft malicious input data that contains a recursive lookup, resulting in a Stack Overflow error that will terminate the process. This is also known as a DOS, or denial of service attack. That's pretty bad if you think about it, you know? So we don't have details of how the string looks like, you know? But you can imagine, right? Whenever you have an idea of a lookup, right? Imagine having that string and that lookup results in a string that also needs a lookup. And if your code was configured so that it just keeps recursive, it does a recursive until it tries to look up that lookup, you will basically, it will be a never ending situation and it will terminate the process. When the process is terminated, that basically results in a pretty bad situation where your backend can basically goes down. Right, so it's not as bad, right? Because you have to be in this configuration, the non-default pattern layout. But if you are in this configuration, you might need to patch this if you want. So move to 217. So all right, guys, so I was wrong. You know, I told you that, hey, just cutting off the internet and setting up proper firewalls rules can protect you against this remote code execution. But yeah, it can protect you against remote code execution. So your backend won't have access to the backend, to the internet, which have all these nasty attackers' websites, LDAP servers, you know, but still doesn't protect you against DOS attacks. So if you thought just disabling the lookups altogether and disabling internet on the backend is enough, I'm not sure about that anymore, to be honest, right? So certain kind of lookups can still trigger that behavior, right? Yeah, so this the latest one, the DOS one, has nothing to do with JNDI at all, right? This is a context login lookup. So it's a completely different thing as far as I know, right? I might be wrong. But yeah, if you're using Log4j, make sure to patch it to the latest version. I'm pretty sure people are, admins are already busy, just finished patching 2.16. Now they have to patch 2.17, obviously. But yeah, guys, this is, I guess this is going to be a continuing situation with Log4j. But it makes you just appreciate the work that the open source community is doing, you know. Everybody uses these open source, but they rarely get any accolades or any attaboy. You know, hey, good job, guys. Thank you for building curl. Thank you for building Log4j. Thank you for building all this open source software. You know, nobody says that on a daily basis, but when things go wrong, everybody just harasses those open source maintainers, which is kind of sad. And if you think about it, this is just, yeah, it just makes me sad that, you know, when we need something, we say, hey, how dare you? You built bad software. Come on, really? Like, everybody writes bad software. This software, you know, nobody writes perfect software at the end of the day. You know, you have to be at least we have to be a little bit of empathetic when it comes to these kind of things, right? And then appreciate your open source maintainers. Kudos for everybody working on open source. I know a lot of this community are open source maintainers. So thank you. Thank you so much for your great efforts. And yeah, things happen. Bugs happen. Vulnerabilities happen. So yeah, as long as we find it before they become a 0 day, and then patch it as quickly as possible, we're good, right? All right, guys. Talk to you later. Thank you so much.